We are making our way through Birchos HaShachar. We talked about the opening bracha, the gift of our intellect. We did the three brachas of Shelo Asani and She'asani Kirtzono, talking about the hierarchy, the obligation of mitzvos. Just as Hashem takes care of our body and restored our soul, He gave us the gift of our intellect, and He also positioned us to be our role, our charge, our mission in life. The next bracha is Pokeach Ivrim. We acknowledge Hashem every single morning. Blessed are you, Hashem. You're the King of the universe. You're in charge of everything. Pokeach Ivrim, you open the eyes of the blind. The time of the Gemara, each of these blessings, each of these brachos, was associated with a particular action or behavior. A person would experience something, and the bracha would be associated, connected. We'd open our eyes. You wake up in the morning, you open your eyes, and you say this bracha. When the people didn't know how to recite the bracha on their own, the Gaonim included these brachos in their siddur, so others around could answer amen to the brachos of those who knew how. But the Shlach Kadosh still points out that today, even though many know it by heart, and today we have siddurim easily readily accessible, nevertheless, a person should not say Birchas HaShachar in shul. It's more about the way we wake up in the morning than it is about davening. It's a misnomer that these 15 brachos, Birchas HaShachar, are the beginning of davening. They're not part of davening per se, but rather they're about how we wake up in the morning. So we open our eyes with a sense of gratitude. When we're sleeping, our eyes are closed, or they're supposed to be at least. And when we sleep, we've experienced a portion of death. So if that's true, when we're asleep, to a certain degree, we're blind. We don't have the ability to see. Our eyes are closed. Our eyes are shut. And when we open our eyes and our sight has been restored, Pokeach Ivrim, you open our eyes. I had LASIK surgery several years ago, many years ago. Beforehand, I had horrible vision. When I woke up in the morning, before I could find my glasses, I wouldn't be able to make out my hand in front of my face. That's how little I could see. How could we operate in the world without the ability to see? Without the ability to make sense, to read, to see faces, to drive, to walk, to see signs, to learn Torah, to read? All of these things, what a gift, Pokeach Ivrim. People only appreciate that gift if, God forbid, Chalila, it's taken away. Someone experiences an eye disease or a form of blindness. Only then do they appreciate what it means to see and to see easily. And that's taken from us. The Gemara Nedarim tells us, Samach Beis Suma Chashiv Kameis. It's not a judgment, God forbid, of a person who struggles with blindness. It's a description of reality. The pain and the struggle are so great that the blind person is compared, they're robbed of life even while they're living. They're deprived of so much of what the world has to offer. So when we were sleeping, we were blind. And when we wake up and we open our eyes, and there are people who open their eyes and they have a detached retina, God forbid. People who open their eyes and they have floaters or cataracts or macular degeneration, all kinds of other diseases I know nothing about, and they don't have the ability to see or see as well as they did, or they can't see in the peripheral vision, or they can't drive. And Pokeach Ivrim, when we can open our eyes and see, what a miracle. If you've never been to the Blind Museum in Tel Aviv, which is led, the tour guides are blind people themselves. And there's no more pitch dark black place on planet Earth than the Blind Museum. And every room is experiencing what blind people go through. So you go through a supermarket and try to shop, and a cafe and you try to order, and your bedroom and you go through each of these rooms as a blind person. It gives us insight into the gift of Pokeach Ivrim. But perhaps we could suggest a second meaning to this bracha. Not only to the physical, anatomical gift of being able to see, but another form of Pokeach Ivrim, that Hashem opens our eyes. And when we say this bracha, we're thanking Him for having opened our eyes. We're also calling on Him to continue to open our eyes, and we're reminding ourselves of our own capacity to see. Parshat Kisavah, the Torah tells us, Yivoh alacha kol habrachos ha'ila v'hi sigucha. All these brachas, the Torah delineates a litany of blessings. All these brachos will be visited upon us. V'hi sigucha. What does that word, v'hi sigucha, mean? To be overtaken by the blessing. If I have blessing, I have it. If I don't have it, I'm deprived of it. What does it mean to have it? And v'hi sigucha, to be overtaken by it. So Rav Zevin explains in his Sefer on Chumash that it's one thing to receive blessing. To have health, a house, a car, family, job. It's one thing to have the blessing. Clothing, we're going to go through all these things. The ability to walk, the ability to function. It's one thing to have bracha. But there's so many people whose lives are filled with such bracha, and they're absolutely blind to it. They don't see all the good, all they see is bad. They don't see the positive, all they see is the negative. They don't see all the things to be grateful for. All they can see are the things to complain about. Such a person, we make a bracha, Pokeach Ivrim, Ribono Shel Olam. Open their eyes, open our eyes, and give us sight. Take us from blind people who only see the bad, who are hypocritical, who complain, to people who see the bracha all around us. And whatever degree that bracha is, there's something to be grateful for. Says Rav Zevin, that's v'hi sigucha. Uva alacha kol ha-brachos. It's one thing for it to be visited by all these brachos, but v'hi sigucha is to grasp it, to have a hasaga, to see it, to be overtaken by it, and to have a sense of appreciation of all of that bracha in life. And so as we say this bracha, pokeach ivrim, we don't take for granted our physical ability to see, that chas v'shalom, we're not a suma who's chashiv kameis, that God forbid, we're not stumbling and struggling and trying to make sense of a world deprived of so much it has to offer, but we have full access. It's in, if you have the gift of color, you can see and live in color, that we see in high definition. What a way to live. What a way to experience life. But also, Pokeach Ivrim, we ask Hashem and thank Hashem to give us the capacity to see that bracha. Pokeach Ivrim, let us not be among those who are blind to the goodness and the blessings, but open our eyes to appreciate and to focus and to say thank you. Not to see what's missing, but v'hi sigucha, to see what's there.